Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite warm as night falls, with breezy conditions expected in Tel Aviv and clear skies over Jerusalem. Haifa will also enjoy mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump sent the big guns to Netanyahu. Kushner, Witkoff, and Tony Blair will arrive in Israel to prevent the collapse of the Gaza plan. This is according to Mariv from earlier today. Also, a Palestinian report from Israel Hayom suggests Trump's advisor will meet with Hamas leadership in Cairo before arriving in Israel. This was reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, mid-August routes in the south are blocked due to fears of flooding, with thunderstorms expected. Israel Hayom reports a yellow warning for the Judean desert. Separately, shots were fired and several arrests made after Palestinians surrounded IDF soldiers in Hebron earlier today. This comes from the Jerusalem Post. And finally, Hamas has started talks in Egypt to compel Jerusalem to follow the Gaza roadmap. JNS reports a U.S. delegation will soon promote Trump's peace plan in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that Kushner and senior officials met with a Hamas delegation in Cairo. The goal is to convert the roadmap into concrete steps, including the dismantling of military infrastructure. I-24 News English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, reported 15 minutes ago that Kushner's meeting with Hamas aimed to translate the roadmap into practical measures. Iris, a local commentator, posted within the last half hour that Al Jazeera reports Kushner's meeting with Hamas, attended by Qatari mediators, should not elevate Hamas to a diplomatic partner. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the high-profile visits to Israel, Mariv reported earlier today that Jared Kushner and other key figures will engage in crucial talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Their mission is to avert the collapse of the Gaza plan, indicating the international stakes involved. The outcome of these meetings could significantly influence regional stability. Turning to the reported meeting in Cairo, Israel Hayom mentioned that an American advisor might meet with Hamas leadership. This initiative, facilitated by Egyptian mediators, suggests a shift in diplomatic tactics. The talks could impact future negotiations and the security landscape in the region. Meanwhile, the weather forecast has raised concerns in the south. Israel Hayom highlighted potential flash floods in the Judean desert. Authorities are taking precautions, including road closures. Residents should stay informed and cautious during this period. In Hebron, the Jerusalem Post reported shots fired amid heightened tensions. The incident reflects ongoing conflicts in the West Bank following a series of attacks. This unrest underscores the fragile peace and the need for continued vigilance. Finally, JNS discussed Hamas's efforts in Egypt to push forward the Gaza roadmap. The involvement of a U.S. delegation underscores the international dimension of these talks. The peace plan's success could redefine power dynamics and humanitarian conditions in Gaza. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel's GDP is booming. Kotek reported earlier today that the economy grew at 15.4% annually in the second quarter, though domestic challenges persist. This growth reflects a rebound from the war, yet underlying economic issues remain. Separately, Mariv Business revealed a new attraction at Big Fashion Glilo. Brothers Ben and Omri Zini, along with Gilad Adin, invested significantly in an indoor paddle complex. This investment signals a diversification of entertainment options in Israel. And finally, Globes highlighted recent real estate transactions across Israel. The deals in cities like Beit Shemesh and Beersheba illustrate a dynamic property market. This activity suggests continued investor confidence in the Israeli real estate sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.